here on this final homestand weekend. Congratulations, Coach.
Yeah.
Is that how you drew it up this week?
Yeah, always. We always drop those kinds of games.
You see, guys, when you look at records, if that means anything of it, it seems like you were evenly matched, but the performance tonight wouldn't say so.
No, St. Cloud's always a good game, and anytime you're playing them, it doesn't matter what the records are. I always feel like it's going to be a physical, intense ball game. We just got off to a really good start and kind of just set the tone early, and then really they never really could come back and make it an interesting game. You know, they're a tough guard. They've got some really good individual players. But Ja was pretty special in the first half, making everybody on our team really good.
Right. I was going to say that. Does he have eyes on the side of his head, the back of his head? Some of the assists and dumps he had tonight were very impressive.
They were. And I don't think he showed his full game. He was finding people really well. But for some reason, he wasn't finishing like he normally did. He made a big three in the first half, and I think he got something easy in the second half, one basket too. But, boy, he was making everybody around him really good. And, you know, if we can continue that, that's going to be a huge positive. But, you know, we're looking at having him play even a little bit better than what he did tonight.
Awesome. We've heard it a lot. You guys just staying healthy. Every team has that same challenge. But you felt that your team was capable of this for a majority of the season. Just staying healthy was the issue?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you take three basic starters off of a basketball team, I've never seen it in 30 years of coaching. Two broken hands and a broken foot, and, you know, I compare it to other sports, it's like taking 14 starters off a football team.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to be successful with number twos out there all the time, and not to take anything away from our bench, but, you know, we were shorthanded. We're not as good without Ja Morgan out there, and it is what it is, but I think Max Bjorklund grew
right.
from it.
Wow.
Griffin Chase grew a ton from it. Other guys had to step up and learn how to make an impact in a game. And, just maybe, we're a better team now, having gone through that adversity in the middle of the year there.
Those other players getting the experience. So it's best that you did get everybody back and healthy before the end of the season. It looks like you're gelling really well right now, but you get another opponent tomorrow night.
Yeah, everybody in this league is really good. You saw in the middle of the year, Minot State was last in the standings. They took down Sioux Falls, who's the top team in the standings. We shoulda, coulda, woulda with Northern State, who's in the top, early in the year. We basically blew it. You know, we're up six with a minute to go, up four, and, you know, they hit a lucky shot at the buzzer to send it into overtime. And, we had a number of those kind of games where we miss some free throws with 12 seconds left, but now I feel like we got a group that's healthier. We're still without our best shooter, but we got a group that's healthier, playing pretty well together. We're defending much better now that Ja's back, and that's been a huge key as well.
What's up with tomorrow night?
Well, Duluth's, again, one of the better teams in the league, who has been able to play consistently well, and it shows in their record. You know, they didn't have as many poor showings. They defend well. They have really good outside shooting. I think going into the weekend, we might have been the top three-point shooting team, but they're the second-best three-point shooting team, and they have a big kid inside, an Illicane, and a Division I transfer from Wisconsin, and then they probably have the best player in the league, and Brandon Meyer, a 6'7". Kind of a wing forward type that is a hard matchup for anybody in our league. And you throw the combination of shooting around those two inside guys, it's a pretty good combination to handle.
Derek Thompson, I haven't watched this season, but boy, he really was dominant.
Yeah, especially in the first half, he was really good. And Ja had a lot to do with that as well. Ja was finding him inside for some easy ones, and Derek's shown this year he's made a lot of improvements on his back-to-basket game, and it's really helped us.
I guess things change or games change, but there was a lot of drive in the basket, shots in the paint or just outside that I know it can change a game. The three-point shot can make some changes, but boy, a lot of consistency when you're playing close to the basket like that.
For sure. And, you also get, you get easy shots to the basket, you get high percentage shots, but you also get fouled.
Right.
And, some people don't realize that free throws is the best shot that you can have in the game.
Right.
You know, they're free.
Yeah, free.
Yeah.
No,
you like free stuff, right?
Absolutely. But, you got to grab those when you can, right?
Yeah, but that's why the game gets downhill where people are driving a lot and trying to get inside. And the best shot is the free throw.
Well, what is your goal on a game? You're 82% tonight from the free throw line. Is that what you try and coach?
Yeah, I mean, 50% from the floor, right. You know, 40% from three, and 80% from the line is a good combination to be successful.
So you like how things are shaping up as you go into the postseason?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, we've won since Ja's been back. I think we won 5 out of 6 or something like that. And, you know, we're playing good. I haven't played great all. You know, at Minot, we didn't shoot it worth a darn, but we defended pretty well and it's able to get the win. But tomorrow will be a different beast. They're pretty good defensively. They're really good offensively. And we've got to be, you know, the A game has to show up tomorrow night.
Perfect. Coach, thanks for stopping by. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, appreciate it.